This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. You hear that familiar music? It's the walk-on intro for our own Adam Alexander.
Yes, it is.
Very few people have their own intro music.
Yeah.
And he's one of the first that got his.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I had a chance to talk to him, let alone congratulate him. You guys have had the chance. I've been kind of busy.
He's been kind of busy, Adam.
So I wanted to congratulate you on your new locations. I guess that's about the best way to put it, right?
Yes, there's several of them. There's multiple.
Yeah, as I said, locations.
Yeah.
And how are you liking it, as Toby would just said? How you like it, man?
It's great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, we're off to a good start on the CW side and a lot of prep work already going into getting ready for what will happen this summer with Amazon Prime and Turner. But it's an exciting time and very thankful to have these new opportunities and look forward to what's next and some really good people that I'm having the opportunity to work with. And it's always hard to move away from a good situation, and that's certainly what I had at Fox, and they were outstanding. But, really happy with what I'm doing now, and we've had two great races to get us going on CW.
Mm. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you right off the rip. When I get into specifics with the race, and Atlanta Motor Speedway obviously hosting a big weekend here, but I want to talk about this one guy, Austin Hill, who won yesterday. He's won a number of races here in Atlanta. And I think this is more than Austin being from Georgia or Chase Elliott being from Georgia and having success here. But what I want to ask you, in the times that you have been covering sports, what is it about certain tracks that certain guys just excel at and they can't, whether it's the car or whatever it is about this person, they do better at Bristol, but they don't at Daytona or vice versa? Or what is it about some of these tracks that somehow make a certain drivers over a period of time have success there more than others?
I would say, you know, a lot of that is mentality, approach, the team you're with, and what's the history at that team at a particular track, because a lot of times it's not just the driver, it's the car and the team he drives for. But when you look at Austin Hill and his success, not just at Atlanta, but overall in his career, he's won 11 times, and 8 of those have been in the draft. He's won 5 times now at Atlanta, and they've all been in this new drafting configuration. And he's won 3 times at Daytona. So 8 of his 11 wins have come in the draft. And when you look at the history of Richard Childress Racing, they've been a really good drafting team. They've always had a good history at Atlanta Motor Speedway. His win last night made them the all-time winningest team there. And so he just understands the draft. Now, I would say it's 2 things. Yes, he's got a great car. RCR's always produced tremendous horsepower, which gives you an advantage when you're racing at a place like Daytona, Atlanta, or Talladega. But I would say beyond that, he's just got this sixth sense to understand how to control the race. And, you know, when you've got a car with horsepower, it allows you to qualify great. Those RCR Chevy started on the front row yesterday. And when you qualify up front, you can kind of control the race. And when you're good at doing that, it just gives you an enormous advantage. He's won there in all different types of ways. You know, first couple of times he won there, he led over 170 laps combined. Yesterday, he led 145. Last year, he led 14 total laps and won both races. But he just has a nose for being where he needs to be when the time is right, and he was able to deliver again yesterday.
Adam, okay, so this is my follow-up to this, because you gave a little education. You talked about drafting, and you mentioned a couple courses. You mentioned Atlanta, and you mentioned Daytona. And my thing is this. I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, but did drafting play a part in the craziness that ended the 500 last week? And how these guys are trying to maneuver for position. For the uneducated like me, when I hear that, I'm thinking, oh, well, there's a good side to drafting, but is there a downside to it too?
Well, the downside would be that you're running in a pack, and when something goes wrong, you can collect a lot of people because everybody is running so close together. And that's why you hear the big one used so frequently when you're racing at Daytona or Talladega. Maybe not quite as much at Atlanta, but you can see it there too. And we saw it, you know, on the final lap last night, several cars involved in that accident on the last lap. But yes, the downside to the draft would be that you're running in these tight quarters, and just one bad move, one bad push, one bad block, one slight overreaction, just the littlest bobble. And then once one guy gets out of shape, you can collect so many others, because there's just nowhere to go when you're running in that tight pack, and the draft is really what creates all that.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning. It's race day Sunday morning here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Adam Alexander joins us, and he is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. All right, Adam, last week we got William Byron. He's the one who's out front when all the chaos took place, and he gets the win down at Daytona. Qualified middle of the pack, you know, this week. He's at 16. Chase Elliott is at 19. Those are Hendrick cars that we're going to be watching today. But thoughts about who has the hot hand and you think has looked well in practice and is going to have a great chance to get a win here today?
Well, you know, and the interesting thing is, we talk about the draft in this whole format, is that, you know, they don't practice when we go to these places. You did a Daytona because it's the season opener, it's the 500, and you know, you do the duels, and that format is just so different. But once we start going to the other drafting tracks, you show up, you qualify, and then you race. And so it's really hard to get a gauge. There's no question. When you look at the qualifying lineup, 9 of the top 10, I think 10 of the top 11 were Fords. So Fords have speed. The question is, what's the balance of speed in the draft and in race trim? And did some teams sacrifice speed on Saturday for race comfort on Sunday? And we'll find that out as this race goes along. You know, the tough thing is that this is kind of a sprint race, 400 miles, right? So you don't have a ton of time to get your work done. And we will click the laps off fairly quickly because, you know, in this format, I mean, you are picking them up and putting them down at Atlanta. So I would say this race has the potential to go fairly quick, and you don't have a ton of time to get your work done. Starting up front is an advantage because it's hard to pass here. I mean, you can manipulate the front end. But what I would say is this place is starting to wear out a little bit. It's not the old Atlanta by any means, but you're starting to see signs of that track really wearing out and aging. And so that will bring handling into play. The other thought is strategy, because fuel mileage is always big at these tracks, and you know, saving fuel and making sure when you make a pit stop that you spend limited time there filling that tank. And so all of that will play a role in establishing track position for some of those guys that didn't qualify as well yesterday. There will be some give and take. And I would anticipate some of the names you mentioned and some of the other favorites. You know, the Toyotas didn't qualify great either. I would say some of those guys will find their way to the front through strategy and the way this race is going to be run today.
Looking forward to that. You talk about those guys. I think about Penske. It seems like this is a place where they kind of have an advantage. You know, Logano knows his way around this track to do well. And then you got your guys starting on the point in Ryan Blaney.
Blaney's always been tremendous in the draft. I talked to a lot of people that know something about it, drivers, ex-drivers. And last week at Daytona, they were all real quick to point out that Ryan Blaney is someone you have to watch in the 500 just because he's so good in the draft. You know, you mentioned Logano. This is the race that really laid the foundation for his third championship last year when he won this race early in the playoffs. And then, boom, they were off and rolling with all that momentum throughout the postseason. And Joey goes on to claim the trophy. And so there's no doubt he's really good at Atlanta. And such a great story with Joey at Atlanta because, you know, his family came south and they lived in one of the condos, had one of the condos there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And he raced there on the short track at Atlanta. That was where, you know, a good portion of his racing foundation was laid. So anytime he goes to Atlanta, it's really special for him. But I think that, yeah, those two will be good. But there will be a host of other drivers that surface at the front today and have a chance to go after this thing. And, you know, the one that you might point toward that's not in the Ford right away is Kyle Busch, the only Chevy to qualify up in the top 10. And, you know, he won the truck race yesterday. And if you go back to the wild finish we had there last year, that wild three-wide finish, it was Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Daniel Suarez. Suarez gets it, but Kyle Busch was right there with Blaney and Suarez. And so he'll be someone that we've got to talk about today as well.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. You talked about Atlanta Motor Speedway being different than before. And it reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you. Atlanta Motor Speedway got repaved a year or so ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gone completely.
Several years.
When that happens, how much does that change the way you approach driving at that particular course? In other words, is Atlanta Motor Speedway different now than it was 5 years ago as far as how drivers approach it?
Yeah, they repaved it prior to 2022, but it was more than just a repave. So, number one, to answer your question, yes, anytime you repave it, I mean, it's going to change it exponentially. And all of that's dependent upon what was the surface like before. But Atlanta was known to be this old, worn out. You got to get four mm-hmm. tires every time you pit. I mean, it just had this history of drivers sliding around and hanging on, and you need tires even before you need gas, and just that was the mentality of that place. Well, now they not only repaved it, they changed the banking, and that's what created this drafting situation, this pack racing at Atlanta. So, yes, it always changes when you repave, but the change at Atlanta to what you see on track now as opposed to what you saw prior to 2022 is even more dramatic than what you would see at a traditional repave.
Fantastic stuff, fantastic stuff. Adam, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Sunday morning. It's a big day. I know the people at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Brandon Hutchinson, are excited. The sun's
out.
Yeah,
they are.
So we won't be any rain, and it's going to warm up today. So it's ideal for the fans to come out and catch NASCAR in town this weekend.
Yeah, we look forward to it, and I'm excited. Race two, William Byron 1-0 on the year. Who gets it done in Atlanta? And somebody could punch their ticket to the playoffs, and so that's always exciting. So we'll have a fun time, no doubt.
All right, thank you, buddy. As always, Adam, enjoy the rest of your day, and again, for joining us. We'll never be able to thank you enough.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, guys.
There you go. Adam Alexander, the Ambetter Health 400 is today. Things get going at 3 p.m., and he ain't got to talk about nothing else. Got to talk about no weather. It's just going to be a this has got to be one of those Sunday nights where Brandon Hutchison hits his head to the pillow and just sleeps calmly, knowing he put on an incredible show this weekend.
You know what? He came on yesterday and talked about all the things that people can do when they come down, the music, the entertainment, the pre-race, and they got, I think they got sea lions down there. They got sea lions. I'm like, when he told us that yesterday, he's like, what? Oh, yeah, we got sea lions down here.
See, I'm still trying to get past. I'm trying to, like, check out the mechanical bulls. Now you got sea lions down there. Maybe he's the one that could get that bull from Texas over here.
Maybe so, right?
Bebo's looking for something to do in the offseason, right? Do they tote that thing out for, that bull out for basketball games? It's the mascot of the school, right?
I don't think they bring him to basketball. But he's always been in a football game. Yeah. No, they don't do that. He comes to the football. He might come to a baseball game or something.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
They put him in the bullpen.
And where's that Texas race at? The road race.
The road,
is that Austin?
Austin is the road race for road racing and F1. Right. But then also you got your NASCAR races up there in Fort Worth.
That they need to bring that bull everywhere. You know, they can't bring it to Georgia.
He's a longhorn steer. You don't want to call him a bull.
Well, I ain't from around there, so I can call it a bull. Looks like a bull to me.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.